You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What a freaking debut for the Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni era. They take down the Atlanta Falcons. More than just take down, they destroy the Atlanta Falcons on the road in ATL, hostile environment, with a final score of 32-6. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Philly Pod's official post-game reaction podcast. Co-host Stephen Conrad Jr. here alongside with the host, the creator of the show, the guy that was labeled a Wentz apologist last year is now the Jalen Hurts. There's no such thing as the Jalen Hurts apologist, actually. We're not apologizing for anything that we do. We do not apologize for the destruction that took place in Mercedes-Benz Stadium today at 1 o'clock on Fox Sports. We don't apologize for it. No apologies. Because
Let me just say, before the game, I put out a prediction video. And you guys heard it on the preview show where Mike Davis is just your average running back. Calvin Ridley is only a WR1 when Julio's around. Kyle Pitts, not a bust, but didn't know what he was going to be. And Matt Ryan's just old and washed, and he threw for under 200 yards. The Eagles locked down Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley after back-to-back drives where they stalled and had to settle for field goals. And Hurts did his thing. The Hurts Sirianni era started off with a bang. This is the most explosive debut for a coach that I can remember. And now Jalen Hurts, 3 touchdowns, only 8 incompletions, 60-plus yards on the ground, 250-plus yards through the air. Like, he doesn't even look like he's a second-year quarterback out there. He looks polished. He looks like a veteran. He looks like a top 15 quarterback in the league right now. And I know it's one game, and I know it's only Atlanta, who I think they won 4 games last year. And I know it's all this, but good teams beat down on bad teams. It's not like we edged out the Falcons. We beat down on the Falcons. It was a clear, better team. The defensive line was a force. The receivers, all the receivers look good. Devontae Smith looks as good as advertised. Rager has that speed. Miles Sanders. And I'll let you get into your boy in a second. But the offense, man, when Sirianni said he was going to put his players in a position to succeed, he was not fronting. I'm happy with this team. Eagles football is happy. Hurts and Sirianni have a handshake. I don't even know where to go with this.
Today was so much fun. This is the most fun I had, and I know a lot of people can agree, in a long time watching this football team. Fun from the very beginning. Yeah, it was a little frustrating. Atlanta's moving the ball up and down the field. First 2 possessions result in field goals. We stop them in the red zone, as this Eagles defense has done, regardless of who the defensive coordinator is. But besides those first 2 drives, this defense absolutely shut down the Atlanta Falcons offense. Like, and look, we know this Atlanta team's not supposed to be that good, but their calling card is supposed to be their offense. Matt Ryan has thrown for over 4,000 yards his last 8 or so seasons. Vic had mentioned that on the preview podcast. He has Kyle Pitts, Calvin Ridley, who many believe can be a really good number one wide receiver. He was really productive last year. But speaking of Calvin Ridley, and I something told me today I should have clipped the last podcast and put it on Twitter. I said, you know what? He might just struggle when number one corners are guarding him. And Darius Slay took him out of the game.
Locked that man down.
In all caps, clamps. He had the straps on him, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is that the kids say these days on defense. He shut him down, and I just wanted to give a special and direct shout-out to all the idiots on Twitter last season that said Darius Slay is not that guy. He's overrated. We gave up too much for him. What are you saying now? What are you saying now? Nothing.
He's literally locked down. Darius Slay and Steven Nelson as well held the passing game in check. Calvin Ridley, 51 yards. Kyle Pitts, 41 yards. You can't ask – or 31 yards for Kyle Pitts on 4 catches. Yeah. Calvin Ridley, 51 yards on 5 catches. Kept them both out of the end zone. The Eagles did not allow a touchdown today. And for a guy who throws and airs the ball the way Matt Ryan does, that's pretty impressive in my book. And Mike Davis was running up and down the field for a little bit there. And the Eagles contained that. 32-6. in ATL, coming back home 1-0. As it stands, I don't know what the score of the Giants game is right now, but Washington lost, and we all know that Dallas lost.
Don't care.
Sole position.
We're in first place in the NFCs as far as I'm concerned, and that's why we both have the belts on our shoulders, as I told you, Dallas, as I told you. How's it going down there?
So, Steven, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you about the usage of Kenneth Gainwell?
So, Vic is being the opposite of the coward that I thought he was going to be. For those of you that really listen to the podcast, only the real ones know I'm a Kenneth Gainwell fanboy. Vic, obviously, I'm not going to label him a hater. He's just trying to rain on my parade over here because just love the kid. I think he's going to be, I mean, let's just look at the stats. 9 carries, 37 yards. 9 carries, by the way. He had 9 carries, Kenneth Gainwell. A lot of people thought it was going to take him some time to maybe get the trust of this coaching staff. I had thought, actually, that Boston Scott was going to be running back, too. I don't even think Boston Scott recorded a snap. Kenneth Gainwell was running back, too, today. Used him a lot in the passing game. They trusted him on fourth and short. I didn't like the call. A lot of people didn't like the call, but, you know, what are you going to do? You can't get that one back. It's fine. We destroyed him. He scores a touchdown. I just want to touch on something. I can sit here and parade about Kenneth Gainwell all I want. I don't need to anymore. He proves it for me on Sunday. He did it for me. I don't need to talk for him anymore. Rookie head coach gets a victory. Rookie wide receiver scores a touchdown. Rookie backup running back scores a touchdown. It doesn't get that much better than that, man. Like, young players are coming in here and contributing right away. And that's a product of this coaching staff. Nick Sirianni deserves all the credit in the world. And look, I know it's one game, and, you know, we have a long season to go. 16 games, guys. It's a 17-game season. We got 16 more games. Got the bye week. We got a lot of football ahead of us. But, you know, for a guy who came in here after his first press conference, he was getting clowned. This team showed up in a hostile environment on the road. They got contributions from so many young players. So many young players. I didn't even mention the guys on the defensive side of the ball. Take over, Vic. I didn't even mention them.
So real quick, I wanted to get into the Heisman winner because that Devontae touchdown, he didn't take long to make an impact. Caught his first career catch for a touchdown, 18-yarder from a beautiful touch pass from Jalen Hurts. We shouldn't be shocked because, you know, all the scouting we did, we knew the player that Devontae Smith was. But for him to come into NFL and do it right away, I felt like I was like numb. I don't know if I was numb or like frozen or just like in disbelief that the Eagles have a player of this caliber. But like Devontae Smith, like already projects as a high volume target for this team. 6 catches on 8 targets, 71 yards and a touchdown. I'm just mad because now the sports books are going to adjust those disrespectful ass lines that we all made money off of. 43.5, 45, 47.5, whatever it was at that most of you caught it at when I had tweeted it out. Smashed the over. His reception total was 3.5 catches. It was blasphemous. And Devontae Smith smashed all of that. Jalen Reagor had himself a touchdown, 6 catches, 49 yards. Sirianni is finding ways to get the ball in his hands. Dallas Goedert, 4 catches, 42 touchdowns on that Jalen Hurts, dare I say, Wentz-esque pre-ACL touchdown throw.
Oh, no.
Dare I say.
How do we go? I thought we were going this whole podcast without mentioning this guy's name. Wentz-esque?
We're not talking about Wentz-esque. It, but tell me that touchdown didn't make you like, damn, that was some stuff we used to watch a couple years ago.
No, the Houdini stuff. Yeah, no, I get it.
Well, since you're bringing it up, Wentz did lose today. So
he did lose today, man. And my God, his team put up 16 points. It's 2021. Oh, man.
This man fumbled on a QB sneak.
20 points.
Don't miss the fumbles. Fumbled on a QB sneak. Bad snap or whatever happened. But
isn't it refreshing that this team went out and scored 32 points? I think you had tweeted it. The Eagles didn't score more than 30 points at all last season, right?
Since 2019, the last time they scored 30 plus points was the final game of the 2019 season.
You got to score points.
So they haven't scored 30-plus points since 2019. They didn't do it at all last year. And a lot of people are saying, like, oh, if we're going to beat teams, if we're going to beat the Cowboys, we're going to have to outscore them because we're not going to be able to stop their offense. Well, now we look like we can do that, even though it was a terrible Atlanta defense. We're not sitting here saying we are, you know,
we told you.
You know, deep playoff contenders or any means. But the way the team looked today, they looked as complete and as impressive. They surpassed my expectations. I thought they would win, but I didn't think they would win this dominantly and look as complete as they did from the receivers to the running game to the tight ends. The defensive front is still as dominant as ever. Javon Hargrave, 2 sacks. Hassan Ridgeway, 1 sack. They held Mike Davis to 3.3 yards per carry. That defensive front isn't going anywhere. Hargrave, Cox, Ridgeway, Sweat, Barnett. That rotation is just going to keep sliding in new, fresh bodies, and they will never be tired, and I don't know what you're going to do. Eric Wilson missed a few tackles, but we knew that because that's what he did in Minnesota.
God, he was bad.
So, yeah, Avante Maddox, he had a pass breakup, but he whiffed a couple of blocks himself. But yeah, and how about Kelsey? Did you see those Kelsey blocks on that Miles run? This
real
man
quick,
was getting
real
people.
Quick, before we get to Kelsey, you mentioned guys in the secondary. How about Kevon Wallace making a veteran savvy move, avoiding the penalty there on Calvin Ridley? I don't know if you remember it. He grabbed his waist with his off arm. You remember it?
I don't remember this.
It resulted in Atlanta Falcons punt. It was ticky tacky. They didn't call it. He got away with it. He had to come in because Marcus Epps got injured early.
Yeah, he did get early. So, yeah, I remember her. J-Draw. How about J-Draw on the special teams? That's why he made the roster over Fulgham. Almost blocked the punt.
And he that's why that Fulgham didn't make the team. That answers my question, man.
He didn't give me that touchdown.
He was very productive. I'm not even joking. I had tweeted earlier. Actually, I don't want to get into it.
What'd you tweet? I missed it. What did you tweet?
Something down of the lines. It was right after he nearly blocked the punt because he had another nice special teams play prior to that. I forget what it was, but I was like... Something along the lines of, damn, how he got a steal, a special team, a dominant, an elite special teams player in the second round or something like that. I don't know.
It's toxic.
But no, you know what? I'm going to say it right now. And look, we got a long season. I can't stress that enough. But as somebody that's religiously hated on Howie Roseman, and I think you can agree, like, I don't know, man. He had his fingerprints all over today from the head coaching hire that he was partly responsible for. Jordan Mailata was phenomenal today. Just paid him the big contract.
Touchdown.
Rager
touchdown freaking was coming for heads on the Rager touchdown. So
yeah
day one of the contract.
You know what?
He's looking good.
Can we say it right now? And this is supposed to be an Atlanta Falcons reaction video, but like I just want to talk big picture really quickly. Everybody can always just go back to it and say that the Jalen Hurts pick will forever not make sense in the second round. But you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they saw something in the kid. I'm not saying they saw this. Like, this is phenomenal. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, the kid's special. Like, maybe they didn't envision him coming in and stealing the job from Wentz. You know, the mindset that was, as we all know, the famous words from Howie Roseman, QB Factory. But, like, I mean, they felt high enough, confident enough to pick him in the second round of that draft last year, and like here we are.
Didn't Howie give insight into that last week, saying that when Wentz was here, we win 4 playoff games, and our backup was in all 4 of those games. So they knew they needed a strong backup, and that's kind of why they did it. Yeah. No matter how Hurts pans out, and I've said this ad nauseum at this point, but no matter how Hurts pans out, whether he's the next Russell Wilson or whatever, the pick at the time was still a poor use of resources, and I will die by that. Now we're all happy about it now because Hurts looks great and all this, and it looks like we're gonna come out of the disastrous dumpster fire that last season was and be okay. But in hindsight, it was still a very poor use of resources. But we've been down that path a number of times. Hurts today, phenomenal. Only missed 8 passes. I think his final stat line was, I have it here. 1 second, 27
of his passes,
35, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns through the air, and 7 carries and 62 yards. So, Steven, I want your takeaways from the offense as a whole. Where did they surpass expectations for you? We were hoping to see something from Rager. We were hoping for a explosive debut from Devontae Smith, which we got. And Kenneth Gainwell is the one shocker. None of us expected that kind of usage from a 5th-round pick right away. So your takeaways from the offense as a whole, and what do you expect from them moving forward?
Man, I
don't even think I can, like, put it into words yet. Like, it's still
refreshing,
so fresh.
Like, just great play calling. And I know a lot of people didn't like the 4th down conversions and decisions, but like,
I love that Gainwell 4th down that they didn't get.
3 straight screen passes to Quez Watkins to open the game. Phenomenal.
Those, like, screen passes used to go to Alshon.
just like, I don't know. Like,
do we have a competent coaching staff? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. Like, my thinking was that they're going to come out of the game and go heavy Miles Sanders. That's what I was thinking. I didn't think they were going to throw the ball down the field. They came out passing the hell out of the ball. I don't know what the ratio was. I think they went like to start the game. I don't think Miles got like a touch or a carry until like 9 or 10 plays in. The first rush was a Jalen Hurts read option. Like, you want to talk about keeping the Atlanta Falcons on their toes? Like, they had no idea what was coming, like, to start the game. And then in the second half, you rest Miles up the entire first half, and you just fed. I don't know how many carries Miles had in the second half, but that's when his touches came, and they just wore that defense out. They aired it out in the first half, and in the second half, they just pounded it down their throats with Miles, Gainwell, Hurts, you know, screen passes. Some to Goddard, too, by the way. Like,
they actually spreading had the wealth.
Devontae Smith got targeted on four straight plays, four straight completions. Yeah,
he had four completions on one drive. They had actually a pretty even game plan, 35 pass attempts, 31 rushing attempts. So, you know, no more of this rushing
even
12
out,
times
huh?
in the first
that?
Half. And by the end of the game, yeah, because they had the lead. And I was sweating out. I needed Hurts 250 yards for a parlay I had, and I was sweating that out towards the end. That Rager touchdown is what secured that for me. But, yeah, the offense has, I think Hurts as a whole has surpassed my expectations. I expected him to look good but not look this good. No turnovers, you know, no interceptions, and just 8 incompletions is insane for a guy who doesn't have an NFL caliber arm. I know, for a guy who doesn't have an NFL arm or whatever the narrative is. And remember, right in the preview podcast, I had said that Jalen Hurts is going to abolish that he doesn't have an NFL arm narrative, and I think he came out and did that. So all those should go to rest. They should be taking Jalen Hurts seriously. And hopefully everybody who, prior to today, who thought the Eagles weren't going to be that good, not saying they're going to be an offensive juggernaut or anything by any means, but maybe they're going to switch their tone a whole little bit. So the Eagles win 32-6, currently first place, NFC East. Washington lost, Dallas lost, don't know what's going on in the Giants game. We'll have a more in-depth podcast tomorrow. Just wanted to get up here and react to the first win because none of us expected the route that we got. Appreciate everybody tuning into this video. Be sure to click the bell for notifications for all future Philly Pod TV videos. Subscribe to the channel, leave your likes, comment, subscribe on the audio side, Odyssey, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave the reviews and drop the 5-star ratings. That helps us out a lot. And until tomorrow, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.